This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States has proposed a rival draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and opposing a major ground offensive by its ally Israel in Rafah, according to text seen by Reuters. Until now, Washington has been adverse to the word ceasefire in any UN action on the Israel-Hamas war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The UN's highest court, the International Court of Justice, on Monday opened hearings on the legality of Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories following a 2022 request from the UN General Assembly for an advisory or non-binding opinion. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel captured the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem, areas of historic Palestine which the Palestinians want for a state, in a 1967 war, and has since built settlements in the West Bank and steadily expanded them. The United Nations has referred to the territories as occupied by Israel since 1967. The case opened as concerns mount about a planned Israeli ground offensive against the Gaza city of Rafah, and less than a month after the World Court ordered Israel to do everything in its power to prevent acts of genocide in Gaza in a separate case. The 15-judge panel is expected to take about 6 months to issue an opinion.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Scuffles broke out in Jerusalem on Monday as protesters against the Israeli government marched towards Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house from the parliament. Thousands of people took part in the protest, with many calling for the government to hasten on a deal to bring back Israeli hostages being held by Hamas.